Eagle 98.1 is the rock station here on another TGI Friday. Michelle Southern, Southern Rock, and in studio with me now is one of these local bands that we are aiming to highlight more of here, particularly during Afternoon Drive on the rock station for Southeast Louisiana. Tomorrow, performing at the Greater Baton Rouge State Fair, members of Burnhouse, Michael Rayburn, Patrick, welcome.
Yep, yep.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us in studio today. So let's talk about Burnhouse. First time I saw you guys, is the bar called Drew and Willie's?
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Okay, yes.
Remember, I fell in love with, you know, of course I had a few beers. Not that you weren't awesome anyway.
Yeah.
But I fell in love with you guys. I took tons of video, Facebook Live and on Eagle's page and
I
everything.
Do remember that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I told you I remembered the meeting, but not the place. But I do vividly remember meeting you, yes.
So tell us about Burnhouse. How did you guys get your start? And, you know, what's some of the music that you guys play and focus on?
Okay, this is something our drummer Jude usually does.
Okay.
He's taking an exam right now. So we play rock and roll. We started off as a cover band. Me, Jude, and Timmy, friends from high school and stuff like that. And now we're trying to get into the original spectrum. We have two albums out. Another third one on the way, Short Term High, and The Fugitive is the one that's out already. We just like to groove, dance, and have a good time on stage, and allow our fans to groove and dance with us and have a good time on stage. You know, there's no set thing to what we do. We just do what we do, and in the moment type of deal.
And it must always be risky, or at least, you know, definitely different waters when you go from being a cover band to an original.
Oh, definitely.
To do originals.
Luckily, around here, cover music is prominent, and there's an abundance of shows for us and opportunities, so it helps with the original music. But yeah, crossing over is always tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's always tough.
Well, chatting with Burnhouse in studio now, so tell us about last night. Where did y'all play last night?
We played at Fred's Tent last night in Tigerland.
How was that? I can't remember the last time I've been to Fred's.
Oh man, it was packed. It was packed. We were all wearing costumes. Everyone was having a good time. You know, we were playing our classic 80s rock covers. Everyone was digging it.
That's awesome. Did you dress up?
Oh yeah, we dressed up.
That was a skeleton.
I was a skeleton
with some vulgarities added to it. And I was full garb Gene Simmons, and Jude was Jason.
Nice.
Yes.
That's perfect. So tell us about your, I know you mentioned your albums, and I think that we did, with Dan, when Dan Day was here, some promotion about your album release at the Varsity. Was that this year or last year?
Ooh.
I know it was in February, but.
Yeah, that had to be about a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Pat joined after that.
Right? I joined a couple months ago. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the name of that album?
That is The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Yes.
Right. So you have a new album coming out.
Yes. And this one is called Short Term High. It's a 13-track album, fully mixed, mastered, and produced by Jack Mealy. And we even got to go to the studio in the country in Bogalusa.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where did they record there, Pat?
Who recorded there?
Yeah.
That was Kansas. Stevie Wonder, you know, no big deal.
That's awesome. Just some minor bands like that. But whenever you go to places like that,
it's surreal.
It breeds lots of inspiration, too, and it's good for creativity.
Yeah, it's so beautiful in the swamp.
Right, right. Well, that's fantastic then. So you guys play around town. I mean, I'm assuming that you've got lots of dates upcoming and hopefully off tonight after Fred's and then State Fair tomorrow. But
oh, yeah, we're really looking forward to the State Fair tomorrow.
I told him, I said, we're a little late, but it's okay. We played till like 2 and went to bed at like 6.
Yeah.
So. And thank you for having us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is always fun and awesome.
For sure. So I'm going to be out there at the fair tomorrow broadcasting live, and y'all go on stage at
6:30. Yes.
So, and the fair just, they really seem to step it up with their entertainment every year.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It becomes more of a... of, you know, well, of course it's a fair and there's rides and it's been there for years, but their live music and lineup gets bigger every year.
Yeah.
So Burnhouse tomorrow night at the Greater Baton Rouge State Fair, new album coming out. And hey, if I'm listening right now and I want to book Burnhouse for one of my events that I'm planning, how do I get in touch with you?
You can email us at burnhouseband.com. burnhouseband@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can call us at 225-603-1188. Social media, Burnhouse, Burnhouse Band. You can find us anywhere. If you type in Burnhouse Band anywhere, essentially you should find us somewhere.
Right. On your social medias and whatnot. We know that Patrick's handling Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Because full Patrick takeover. Full
social media
takeover.
Wizard over here.
Great. Well, you're the age for it, too. Well, again, thank you guys for joining us in studio today and being on Eagle. And we look forward to seeing you at the State Fair tomorrow at 6:30.
And thank you, Miss Southern, for having us.
Pleasure being here.